This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Sneaky antics, untrustworthiness, and betrayal are not words you associate with a healthy relationship. On today's case, Ms. Oliver says that when it comes to her relationship with Mr. Pickett, she's been riding this roller coaster of drama for far too long. She says she has had enough of the secret calls, unexplained disappearances, and the never-ending parade of friends who turn out to be other women. Today, she says she is ready to hit the brakes on this relationship right here in divorce court. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Oliver versus Pickett.
Thank you very much, Ms. Oliver, Mr. Pickett. Ms. Oliver, you say Mr. Pickett has violated your trust one too many times, and you are done with him and this relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Pickett, you want Ms. Oliver to know that you are here, ready to listen and to work on a resolution.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, looks like the two of you have hit a crossroads in your relationship. You've been together for 5 years, and you do live together. You have a daughter together who is almost 2 years old, and you have other children that has been blended into this family. Am I correct, Ms. Oliver?
Yes, Your Honor.
So this is serious for you. What brings us to divorce court?
I'm here because I'm done. I'm done with the roller coaster. It's been up and down for too long. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to take my kids and go. He's untrustworthy. He betrayed me, and he is just sneaky, Your Honor. And I just can't do it no more. It's too much.
It sounds like your long-term partner says she's done. And you know, when a woman says she's done, Mr. Pickett, she's usually done. What do you say?
Well, Your Honor, I'm here because I want our relationship to work. I love my family. I love her. We've been doing this for 5 years. I just want to make us work. But, Your Honor, she just need to relax. Sometimes she's delusional, and sometimes she just be bugged out.
Well, let's see if she's delusional and bugged out in this situation. I want to know, how did you all meet, and what got us to the point where we have to be in divorce court? Ms. Oliver?
Well, we met through his brother. I went to school with his brother in high school. We both ended up moving to the same area. I had posted it on social media, and then his brother had direct messaged me and was just like, oh, let's go out for drinks. And Mr. Pickett ended up being there. He was real funny, like real funny, real cool, down to earth. So we kind of vibed a little bit. As we were dating, I ended up getting into like a minor issue, like with a traffic violation. So I ended up being arrested for it. I didn't know about the warrant when I missed the court.
Yes.
During that time, though, he was extremely supportive. He always answered the phone. So he just showed like that he liked me. And for me, that was just like, okay, you there for my kids, you know, and he doesn't have any. You there for me. So I was thinking more long term. Like I was ready to be with him at that point.
You said, you know what? You got potential, brother.
I got like this
I'm
one now.
Right, exactly. So, Mr. Pickett, you actually were looking to join the police academy around that time when you all were meeting, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So basically what happened was I came out here to visit. We ended up going out. We went to a lounge. From there, I seen her. I was like, she looked good. Then after that, we started dating. We started dating about a year later. We moved in together. And that's when after that, we had our daughter about a year later. Mm-hmm.
It all sounds wonderful. How'd it go so wrong, Miss Oliver?
He was hubby material until...
What happened?
First red flag. I should've known better, Your Honor. So after us moving in together, we was in an apartment at first with the girls. We decided we was gonna upgrade. So getting the house together, we discussed finances. So like I had to have this amount, he had this amount. Everything was going well. I saved up my money and everything. He ended up going and closing on the house by himself. And for me, I was pissed. I was pissed because we went to see these houses together. So I picked out carpets. I picked out cabinets. Like, you know, I was all in. This is, you know, we painted a whole picture. This is our family. This is our house. This is how this is gonna go. So to find out on social media that the person that I'm supposed to be sharing this home with now purchased the home, did the closing, and then went on social media and posted this motivational post. He all dripped down in Gucci, shades on, you know, in this law office. He looked good. However, I was not there. I was not aware that he closed on this house. And, you know, social media, the way he made it seem like, oh, made it from the trenches, now we're here. No, baby, you made it in a relationship, now we're here. But where am I?
Your Honor, how that went was, we was looking for a house together. However, we got into our disagreements. The current house we was in, it was kind of messy. I have, like, OCD. She knew that. She knows that. So from there, I was kind of done with the relationship. So I went out and I got another property for myself as an investment property.
So let me make sure that I understand this. There were some red flags for you.
Yes.
Before the purchase of the home.
Yes.
And that red flag was, I'm not sure if this relationship is in it for the long haul. Is that correct?
Yes. And
question,
I voiced that.
Mr. Yeah. Pickett, did you voice that?
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes. Yes, I did.
No, he didn't.
Were y'all living together at the time you purchased the house?
Yes. We were still living in the same house.
Were y'all having disagreements at that time?
Yes, about the house being messy.
He never voiced that he didn't want to move in together.
I told him we wasn't
moving. I brought it up to him, and he told me that he was going to put my name on a deed. 3 years later, can you ask him if my name is still on that deed?
Well, I'm going to tell you the real deal, Miss Oliver. I'm going to look you in the face. You know why it's not on a deed? Because you're not his wife. And I need to caution folk in situations, Robert.
I agree.
Here's the deal. Everybody seems to think that you get marriage benefits with being a girlfriend. You don't. You might be performing wifely duties, but you're getting girlfriend benefits. You have to determine whether or not that's good enough for you, because Mr. Pickett clearly was not ready to make you his wife. Mr. Pickett?
It was an investment.
But he was ready to make me his baby mother.
Ah! Just because you are somebody's baby's mother does not make you their wife. If Miss Oliver brought her partner, a 6'4" Robert-looking brother, up in your crib, and all of a sudden said, yo, what's up?
What's up, bro?
You want that watching your kids?
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
Have you all moved forward in your relationship?
Into the new property?
No.
In what? Our relationship.
You heard me.
So, about that. He tells me one day randomly, oh, one of my partners is going to leave their car parked outside because we live near the airport. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Cars partner in terms of police partner?
That's what I assumed, Your Honor.
Okay, keep going.
So, that's what he tells me. So, I agree. Okay, fine. 4 days later, he's like, oh, you know, my partner is coming to come pick up the car, whatever the case may be. So, I'm like, okay. I'm in the house working because I work at home. I'm a hairstylist. I'm working. And then he comes home and he's like, oh, come outside real quick and come say hi to my partner. So, I'm like, well, tell your partner to come in the house. You know, I'm not going to stop what I'm doing to go ahead and go say hi. In walks this girl. So now I'm just like, okay. She comes in, Brianna, and she gives me this weird dry high. You know how you can read energy, Your Honor?
So what was a dry? I need to know a dry.
It was like a hey.
Delusional,
oh,
y'all.
Dry highs.
Hey, you in my house? What you mean? Hey.
Delusional.
So I'm like, okay. Even then, maybe I was bugging out. Fine.
Yes.
Okay. So then, fast forward. He makes a comment one day like, oh, yeah, that's who's going to be watching, you know, the kids. Absolutely not. Watching whose kids? Not mine. The dry hello was no. So I expressed to him, I don't like her energy. I don't really like her.
That's fair.
That's no.
That's fair.
I find out a few months later through a family member that the day I left the kids with Trey because I had to work, he decided that he was going to leave my kids with her without me knowing.
Hey.
No good.
All right, so, Yana, I told her that was my partner. My partner, my friend, my bro, my sis. It means all the same thing in New York. She knows that. I knew her since college. Like, this was the
first... Mr. Pickett.
Yes.
Please.
Under what set of circumstances did you think it was okay for you to allow someone who your woman has already told you she doesn't like to watch the children. She told you, I don't like her. I don't want her watching my children. She told you that.
However, Your Honor, she was at work. I had to go to work. A family member of mine couldn't watch my child at the time.
Care.com.
I didn't know about no care.com. I don't even know what that
is. Please ask him. If the shoe was on the other foot, how would he feel? Me allowing somebody he expressed was a no to watch his child.
As long as my child was good, I would trust that she put my child in the best.
Mr. Pickett?
Yes.
If Miss Oliver brought her partner, who's not her business partner, who's not her police academy partner, but was a 6'4" Stedman Robert looking brother up in your crib, okay?
To watch your kid.
I know her.
Light skin coming
and
back.
Not tell
I'm telling
me.
You.
I know
if
her.
If she brought, no, but she did not know Brianna.
I didn't even know
like Brianna. She did not like Brianna. If you did not like Stedman Robert or whomever rolling up who said hey to you and all of a sudden said, yo, what's up?
What's up, though?
Not just that.
How you say it, Robert?
I had to find out through somebody else.
Just one second. Robert, say it again because I want it in his head.
What's up, bro?
You want that watching your kids?
Wait,
hey. No. But listen, all right, listen. I introduced her to her.
It does not matter. You were wrong, period. You should not have had someone that she had expressly said to you, I don't want watching my children, and I'm not feeling her. That's period. That right. doesn't say you can't be friendly with this lady, but that lady cannot watch
she
your children.
That's
not
She's
the end of it, Your Honor.
I can't
There's
be
more?
Friendly.
There's more.
Let me hear.
So one morning, you know, women get intuition. He gets up to wake the girls up for school, leaves his phone unlocked on the bed. So, of course, that little voice in my head, check the phone.
The voice that told
every
check the phone.
The voice.
But they all do it.
I check the phone, and one message stands out. Tammy. Who's Tammy? So now I'm like, okay, I want to know what they talking about. So in my head, I said, I'm going to ask him to see his phone and see if he delete this message. If this message's still here, okay. If it's gone, he hiding something. So I let him get in the bed, he get all relaxed, and I'm like, babe, let me see your phone. See my phone? What you want to see my phone for? He finally is like, all right, you can see the phone. I see, he deleted everything, Your Honor. I start laughing, so he looking at me crazy. So I said, Trey, where the message with Tammy? Huh? What you talking about?
I told
Why you delete the message with Tammy? Oh, I delete all my text threads.
Let me just ask you, Mr. Pickett. Did you know that she had already looked at your phone?
Nope.
No, I didn't know.
No
okay.
clue.
Quiet.
Until she asked for the phone. That's why I'm like, let me just get rid of it.
Miss Oliver, from the time you ask him to see the phone to the time he handed you the phone.
The phone was under the pillow.
Mr. Pickett, that is called evidence.
Your Honor, that's not
You didn't
the
have
part.
The opportunity to delete the message in the argument time, if I am to believe Miss Oliver.
So
you had pre-deleted the message before she asked to see the
That's
phone.
That's not the worst
she's
part,
lying.
Your Honor.
No.
I asked
so
him,
she's lying.
Yes.
I asked Why him, would Your I... Honor, what him and Tammy was talking about. He talking about ask her. So I called Tammy. Hey, Tammy, it's Jessica. What you and Trey was talking about? Because he deleted the thread. Ask him. He's sitting here looking at me dumb. He goes on a boys' trip to Dominican Republic. Now, we all know what men do in Dominican Republic.
No, we don't know nothing.
You are in front of a Dominican.
Ooh! Oh,
yeah.
You might want to tell So you know better than we do.
Not all men.
What happened in the Dominican
I don't know
Republic?
What
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
There's more?
Absolutely. It gets worse. So after this incident, again, we kind of breeze past that. He goes on a boys' trip with his brothers and his cousin to Dominican Republic. Now, we all know what men do in Dominican Republic.
No, we don't know nothing. We don't
Absolutely.
Know nothing because I was chilling.
We all know.
You are in front of a Dominican. You
Ooh.
Yeah,
you might want to chill.
So you know better than we do.
No.
Not all men.
No,
but I do know what happened in Dominican Republic.
On boys' trip to Dominican Republic.
I don't know what happened out there, Your Honor.
What happened in the Dominican Republic?
I don't know what happened out there.
He goes to Dominican Republic, Your Honor, and I decide to take the girls out to eat. So when I take them out to eat, you know the new social media thing, you post the plates and things like that. I never posted them. I just posted the plates. I get a random request, message request, from this page that pretty much was like, oh, you posting somebody that I don't even post you out here posting community penis. Please help me understand. What? Ask him, what does that mean?
Tell her that we don't even know who that person was.
I submitted the evidence.
I'd like to see the evidence, because I'm just wondering how community penis had anything to do with the children eating.
This is what I'm trying to figure out, ma'am.
He don't even post you, relax. That's community, and the blank out word was penis.
Mm-hmm.
With a shade emoji.
Can you tell her? I don't even know who that is.
Okay. Can you ask him who's the community penis then? Do we know who that is?
Ask the community. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
You're
right. So, here's my question. Under what set of circumstances am I to believe that this has anything to do with Mr. Pickett?
The page watched me every single day, like a hawk. First view. He's like, oh, it's a fake page. I don't know who that is. He decides to write the page himself. The dynamic that I got was he was trying to satisfy me, like, oh, why are you writing my girlfriend, blah, 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 without digging too deep to get caught. So then the page has a response to something. He's like, so who are you? If you know so much about me, where do I work? The page responded, Tramell Lamar Pickett. Give that girl your phone so she can find out who you really are.
Here's my question. Do you even know who this woman is?
No, no. But I know him.
Do you even know if it is a woman?
Pause.
You have absolutely no proof whatsoever that this is not somebody who is living rent-free in your head. None whatsoever. Mr. Pickett, the reason she does not trust you is because when you started out the relationship, you led her to believe that you were building a family.
Which we was.
Okay?
Which we was.
Which is
But you put the brakes on that by making that house purchase. I am not saying that that was not a smart idea, but that's what started this. You built a foundation of relationship on sand rather than on stone. And stone would have given you a more solid foundation if that's what you wanted.
I just ain't want the investment property to go, you know, go to shambles because it get messed up or whatever the case is.
Okay,
but I do understand. But
are you not living in the investment property?
Yes
now.
And
but
we've
that's
been
because,
living
that's
in the investment property.
We had a conversation about doing better.
Okay, so over the course of the last 2 years, you all have not pulled the trigger on this relationship, even though you are three kids in, because you are acting as stepfather.
And now we have our baby.
And now you have another baby. You have not chosen to pull the trigger. Mr. Pickett, I don't want to hear from you.
I'm still loading up.
I want to hear from you.
Because I'm still loading up.
What does that mean?
No, I'm still loading the bullets based on your analogy, pulling the trigger.
Yes.
I'm still loading the bullets. I'm just not ready yet.
You need to tell her what you're prepared to do.
All right, well...
You need to tell her.
All right, well, I'm willing to do what it takes. But you got to understand that all this other stuff, like the social media and stuff like that, I got nothing to do with what other people do, like what other people say to you or whatever case is about me.
But you got to
I'm attractive,
do what you
I'm handsome.
Do.
That's what people want me.
You don't hold
me.
Yourself, no,
but
Trey,
at the end
it's
day,
not
I want
just
you.
About them. It's hard to start over again. We just had a baby.
Mr. Pickett, do you want to lose? Do you want to lose your family?
No, Your Honor.
Then guess what? You got to step up. Because you're not fulfilling her needs.
All right.
Okay? You have to determine if you can do what this woman needs to make her feel secure, because you're not providing that security. You're not ready for a family that is permanently attached to you. You said it earlier. Miss Oliver didn't hear you. I heard you. If you're not ready for that, tell that young lady the truth. Quit asking her to act like a wife until you are prepared to be a husband. That right there is just the truth. You both need to determine if this is a real relationship or if you on some fake mess. That was not a real relationship. Because he does not want to be a husband. Mm-hmm. He enjoys the wifely benefits that she provides, the stability of being in a home and knowing that there's somebody there that's providing him this fake family. But until he's actually ready to pull the trigger of that loaded gun, she gonna still get what she get.
And I really hope that she does step. But I don't think he's ready. He's not gonna do anything.
He has no motivation to do anything.
No.
Made in Georgia.